Hi, it's Bowerly at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. WBEN, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time is 10 minutes after 3. I was going to get into this yesterday, but you guys wanted to talk more about Ozzy Osbourne and his death and celebrity deaths that jarred you, so I just kind of went with the flow. That's what I do. I just believe in letting you guys dictate what I do by your level of interest. But there is something that is really, really big that is going on. And I don't think that a lot of people understand exactly how big this is. And I'm frankly a little bit surprised that it isn't getting more generalized traction. And that is, and we talked about it earlier this week on Monday, that the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has sent information to the Justice Department for investigation, and it revolves around the Obama administration politicizing intelligence reports with the goal of upending or severely interfering with the incoming Trump administration. And the president says, we've got him cold. The president said, I'm talking about President Trump here, the president says this is a treasonous act. Now, as far as treason is concerned, my understanding is, and I could be wrong because I'm not a lawyer, my daughter is, but I'm not, I'm stupid, treason, you need to have documented proof. I think you got to have two witnesses, and I think you need to confess in court. I think that is treason in the United States. And as far as military tribunals, I was thinking that because President Obama had been the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces, that he might be military tribunal eligible. He is not. Because even though the President of the United States is the commander-in-chief, the presidency is a civilian position. And let's face it, have we ever had a situation before in our nation's history like this? Frankly, as a kid growing up in the Watergate era with Richard Nixon and the White House plumbers and CIA spooks who used to work for the agency who were close to Richard Nixon and everything that happened with Watergate, I have to tell you something. It is my considered opinion that what the Obama administration did to the incoming Trump administration is going to make Watergate look like a day at the park if these allegations are correct. If it isn't treason, it's got to be something else, and it's got to be something absolutely horrible for the Democrats and horrible for Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Biden auto pen isn't ready to sign a pardon or anything. So that is this is just very, very interesting. And if you don't know what's going on, I'm going to try to explain it to you as simply as I possibly can, because you know what? It's a beautiful day. You're busy doing stuff. You're busy with your kids, your grandkids, getting dinner together, running around, doing errands, talking on the phone with AI, trying to make it understand that you want to pay a bill. You're not complaining about your duck's bill, things like that. So anyway, long story short, with the first report by our nation's intelligence agencies said, okay, there's nothing to back up any idea that Russia interfered with our election in 2016. Then after that, the Obama administration reportedly called a meeting. A special meeting, a secret meeting. And at that meeting, it was decreed that the intelligence agencies would revise their assessments. And information that came out from the Obama administration, the closer President Trump came to taking office for the first time, increasingly and falsely pointed to some kind of Russian interference, which supposedly may have helped Donald Trump win the presidency from Hillary Clinton. I'm trying to keep this very, very simple, so don't hang me up on the details on this. I'm just trying to make it very, very simple. So why would the outgoing president try to discredit the incoming president? Why do you think? Why do you think? Seriously, why do you think? Come on, why would Barack Obama try to discredit Donald Trump before Donald Trump took office? And let's not forget that the FISA situation, oh, we'll talk about that for a minute. The FISA situation is also going to come up very heavily in this because the 2016 Trump campaign was spied upon by our nation's intelligence apparatus because of phony things that were said about President Trump. And if you don't know what FISA is, that is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And it is a way to subvert your constitutional rights as an American citizen. We're not even going to talk about certain other operations that go on. But the now president of the United States, when he was a candidate before he was president the first time of the United States, he was being spied upon by President Obama and his administration. Then after he wins, do you understand what's going on here? After President Trump wins, President Obama puts nails on the road in the getaway car as Trump is following in pursuit. There is something fundamentally wrong with this situation. And I really want to know, is this something that you personally are following very, very closely? Are you aware of it? Has your cell phone been telling you what's going on with this? Because I really believe that this may be one of the biggest stories in American political history and American presidential history. The sabotaging attempted of an incoming president by the outgoing president, which basically, what does that do? If you tie up somebody with false allegations, which are backed up by phony and politicized intelligence reports, you basically have put a damper on the incoming president and on the will of the American people. So that the incoming president can do what his voters wanted him to do, right? And President Obama, this is what is so interesting about this is if you go to President Trump's Truth Social posts, he is using very strong language in talking about Barack Hussein Obama. President Trump retruthed an AI-generated image, a moving image, actually, of his of him sitting down with President Obama and then FBI people coming in and putting him in handcuffs and leading him away. This is a dastardly act. If these allegations against Barack Hussein Obama are true, this is absolutely dastardly. It is un-American. And I think it makes what Richard Nixon did, which was the crime of omission, more than it was the crime of omission, look like child's play. Now, okay, the JFK assassination was probably the biggest thing that happened in American history in terms of presidential politics and a coup d'etat in America. But this situation, although it did not involve, at least then, it did not involve gunplay or an assassination attempt, it was a character assassination attempt. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the ways, if you understand how the game works, okay, if they don't clip you, if they don't feel comfortable clipping you or they don't have the opportunity to whack you, you know what the next best thing they do is they try to destroy your reputation. They try to gaslight you, make you think that you've done something wrong, make you think that you've gone crazy, or they'll try to destroy your reputation among everybody in the United States. And they'll use every asset at their disposal. When I say they, I'm talking about the deep state and deep state assets, not just in the government of the United States and its various agencies and institutions, but also the Mockingbird media outlets who are in league with the deep state players in the United States. And if you don't know why Mockingbird media is something that I say, it refers to CIA operations. They probably have a different name for it now. CIA operations in which media assets were put in positions at big media outlets to basically echo the company line in the mainstream media. In particular during the 60s and early 70s. And a number of people we found out eventually that were trusted journalists were actually operatives of American intelligence. So that's kind of not American either, is it? That's kind of weird. But anyway, so look, do you think that a program like that doesn't exist today and hasn't existed in recent history? I can almost guarantee you there is a program like that, but it they don't call it Mockingbird. They probably call it Hannity or something. I don't know. But the phone number to call, I'm kidding, Sean, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, for his part, let's see, Hillary Clinton on social media, she's been pretty quiet of late. In terms of posting on social media. Up until very recently, I think until the last 24 hours or so, Barack Obama has been uncharacteristically quiet. I mean, he's not been on any podcast with Big Mike or anybody with Michelle or anybody else. And he has not really had a lot to say. But now he's coming out and saying that, let's see, the president's claims, Trump's claims are bizarre. Now, bizarre is another way to say crazy. Remember what I said about gaslighting somebody? He's trying to make people believe that President Trump is insane, is legitimately a crazy person. That is an age-old tactic for discrediting the source who is coming after you. Well, clearly they have mental issues. Really? Well, let's see what the documentation shows. And according to President Trump and the Director of National Intelligence, the documents actually exist, showing this, I will call it a conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump before Donald Trump was sworn in as president of the United States. And of course, in the early part, which lasted a couple of years, of his administration in the first term. And Nixon ended up having to resign because of the cover-up of Watergate. And Watergate was when, if you don't know, Nixon people went into the Democrat National Headquarters, and they got busted trying to bug the DNC. Nixon was involved. He said he wasn't involved, but he was involved, and the cover-up was bigger than the actual crime itself. A lot of people think that if Nixon had just said, yeah, you know what, I really screwed up badly, this is my bad, and I'm really, really sorry, that maybe he wouldn't have been the first and only president in American history to resign office in 1974. Of course, that office was later filled by Gerald Ford, one-time member of the Warren Commission, and a guy, according to Lyndon Johnson, who couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. But what do you guys make of this? Do you care? Do you not care? Is this not registering with you at all? And I should talk about something else, because I happen to think this is a major, major deal. You've got a former president of the United States who very well may have been involved in some kind of documented criminal conspiracy. Probably not treason, according to the law, as I understand it, but some crimes listed in United States Code that can be prosecuted. You've got the current president, who about a month ago put on his Truth Social account, share, if you want to see military tribunals, complete with a picture of Barack Obama. And the president dumped a lot of retruths and truth posts yesterday and other social media posts. And this is something that he really wants to discuss. And again, I tried to get into this the other day. Maybe I wasn't successful. That's happened once or twice. But I tried to get into this the other day, but The sequence of events, keep your eyes on the sequence of events and what is being laid out for you, okay? I'm going to start with the idea. And again, this is just my opinion. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, I don't know. But I'm going to start with the opinion that Washington, D.C. and our government is corrupt to the very core. And it is corrupt because of deep state players and all kinds of financial chicanery and blackmail schemes and everything else. I think the government is absolutely a swamp, as Donald Trump said it was when he was running the first time, okay? I also believe firmly that if President Trump or his administration now were to tell everything it knew all at once, I think a lot of it would be lost in a clutter. It would almost be like cleaning out a hoarder's home. You wouldn't be able to handle it all at once. You got to do it in several different dumpsters. Otherwise, you're just going to not see that golden nugget that's hidden in the century-old magazines that have been in the attic, smelling very, very badly, unless it's National Geographic. So the timeline, to me, is worth watching. What was the very first thing the Trump administration did that you remember? Okay, 6 months ago, what were we talking about? We're talking about, maybe you were discussing it, the Department of Government Efficiency. We were talking about government waste. We were talking about NGOs, non-governmental organizations. We were talking about monies that were taken from you and given to NGOs, supposedly for these really weird-sounding programs, but how much of the money, if any, actually got to those weird-sounding programs, and how much actually was simply laundered and washed by the deep state and ended up in the pockets of their spouses and their political allies so they could foment revolution in the street. I don't know. I haven't seen that report yet. I'm waiting for that report. But the first thing President Trump had to do, my opinion, he had to cut off the source of funding, the sources of funding for deep state players and deep state actors. And by the way, Tulsi Gabbard is also referred to deep state. So I think I'm in pretty good company with this. So you have to cut off their funding. That is first and foremost. What else did this administration do? This administration, the Trump administration, they took away security information from a lot of people who frankly could not be trusted. Basically, I mean, even Letitia James had access to, the Attorney General of New York had access to some secret information and secure information. I mean, I wouldn't trust Letitia James to manage a coffee shop, much less trust her with some sensitive secret information. But anyway, that is what I want to talk about today, at least a little bit, unless it's boring the hell out of you, in which case I'll switch and do Who's Got the Best Italian Sausage, which I've been dying to do all summer, by the way. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you make of the allegations of the Trump administration against the Biden administration, which, if they are true, represents a new low in American modern presidential history? And it is sickening to think that Barack Obama, the last thing he did as president of any substance was to flip off with his middle finger the American electorate in hopes of derailing his successor, President Trump. And they looked so cozy and chummy in that meeting at the White House, in that conversation, the other conversation they had. They looked like best buddies. They looked like they were having a bromance. Oh, that was Donald Trump acting. And I think Barack Obama acting. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, time is 327. I think it's a big deal. For the first time in American history, what happened yesterday at the Oval Office in Washington, absolutely, well, historic. For the first time in our history, a sitting American president called out a former president for high treason. Worldwide TV in front of a visiting head of state, the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and now Obama has gotten involved. And just really quickly, though, please understand that regardless of what President Trump says, it's not going to be treason. It will not be treason. Treason, I mean, to get a treason conviction is pretty much impossible. The bar is very, very high. It's even higher than a public figure suing successfully for libel or slander, which is governed by New York Times versus Sullivan. In the treason situation, and again, if you weren't listening earlier, you should know this because it is important. It definitely is important. Treason is very narrowly defined. Okay, to be convicted of treason under our Constitution, two key requirements must be met. There must be a specific overt act of treason to be proven, and the act must be supported by either two witnesses to the same overt act or a confession in open court. The Constitution narrowly defines treason as levying war against the United States or giving aid and comfort to its enemies. I think that is going to be a very difficult thing to prove, and military tribunals would not be the answer. Well, Obama was commander-in-chief, military tribunal. I was thinking the same thing, but the presidency is a civilian position, even though the president is commander-in-chief of the armed forces, so that's not going to happen. But I have to believe that something like what is alleged, and apparently with proof, to have been done by Barack Obama and his national security acolytes has to be, under some section of U.S. code, has to be illegal. It has to be. I mean, Trump did post a couple of U.S. code citations on Truth Social. What do you make of all of this? Where is this going? Do you understand the gravity of this, the importance of this? This is huge. Here's Phil in Titusville, Florida. Phil, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today? Hey, just want to say this is a great topic, and I think there's not enough media coverage on it. They're purposely trying to downplay this, but this is a huge conspiracy, and it crosses, you know, continental borders outside of the United States. You know, you had foreign actors spying on the president and his people. You know what I mean? They violated this man's civil rights under the color of law. Not only that, they tried to destroy him financially. They tried to destroy him through lawfare. I mean, this is huge. There has to be, and I'm no legal eagle, so let the experts at the Justice Department.
You know what? Phil, forgive my interruption. You don't have to be a legal eagle because you know what you saw written and said about President Trump during his first term, before his first term, after his first term. I will tell you that, I mean, look, here's my bias, okay? I'm pro-Trump. I am pro-Trump. Do I worship him? No, I don't worship the president. But I will tell you, I think he's the greatest president in my lifetime. If nothing else, because he dropped the F-bomb. That alone merits his inclusion as number one. But I'm just saying, that's my pea brain. But anyway, but this man was attacked so frequently, so viciously on every single front. My first reaction when somebody is attacked like that by media people I don't like is, you know what? He is taking the heaviest flack because he's closest to the target.
Right. And I agree with that statement completely. So when you talk about a conspiracy that just continues and stretches over years and all the lawfare, not only against him, against innocents, look what they did to General Flynn. They set the guy up, like, and they laughed about it. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a price to pay on that, you know?
Well, I think maybe the price to pay will be a return of General Flynn to the corridors of power. That would not surprise me at this point, given General Flynn's recent statements on social media. But, okay, so this would be, and people have got to understand this, and I agree with you. This is not getting the kind of media traction that I think it ought to be getting because this is absolutely huge. The current president of the United States, Donald Trump, says the guy who preceded him the first time, Barack Obama, engaged in high treason. Now, that might be a stretch. In fact, I think that is a stretch. But not only was it Obama, but it was the key people in his national security apparatus. And who knows who is going to go down? Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Susan Rice. I almost said Susan Rose. Yeah, Susan Rose was not involved. Susan Rice allegedly was. I mean, she's a busy lady, but I don't think she's in Washington at any time. But this situation, I mean, do you understand and do you believe, sir, and I'm going to be really serious about this, do you believe that this sequence of events has all been very carefully planned out by the patriots who are going against the cabal of the deep state, depriving these people of their funds? They were stealing from the American people by making severe cuts at USAID to the point of, you know what, if you choke off the money supply, you choke off the power. You take the information away. You deprive them of their security briefings, their security clearances. No more information for you to leak to your buddies in the media. You also you start talking about when President Trump last week was talked about the Epstein files, he deflected and brought up Russia and the Steele dossier, so-called. And it was pretty obvious, what to me anyway, what he was doing. And I talked about it on the air, I think it was last Monday or last Tuesday, but I think it was Tuesday, but it doesn't really matter.
Softening the target.
Well, softening the target, but it's almost like this sequence of events has been planned out. Do you get that feeling at all?
I do, because so many things have just fallen into place. Like, without question, you're like, how did this even happen? Like, there's just too many coincidences to make things not look like they're planned out. And anytime he does something, if he doesn't have a win as end game, he ain't going to do it. That's my opinion.
By the way, the Department of Justice push to unseal the Epstein grand jury documents has been denied. Gee, I wonder why, because the Democrats were clamoring for that. They had possession of them for years. They didn't want to see them. Now, suddenly, Trump's there. They wanted to see them. And this judge says, I don't get this at all. Gee, maybe they weren't the real documents. Maybe what I said last week had some basis in fact. So how do you see this thing ending up? Do you think that we're going to see the Department of Justice filing charges against President Obama and people like James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Rice?
It's here's the way I see it. It's a massive conspiracy. Like, there's so many moving parts in it. You've got colleges involved. You've got foreign people involved, MI6 people. You know, don't forget, Gina Halperin was staging some of this stuff in England when she was in CIA. So there are so many people that are attached to this. It's just a web, and it's been ongoing, right? So it never stopped when the presidency ended. It continued the next 4 years. They went after him personally, like I said, deprived him of his civil rights under the color of law. So they're things are going to fall into place. I have a lot of faith right now.
Normally, well, okay. I'm going to ask the question that I think needs to be asked. They tried everything to derail President Donald Trump. They tried everything. I remember that special report from our news, CBS News, Trump, guilty, 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 guilty. I remember that. Remember the mugshot picture. And then I remember July of 2024 in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I want to tell you something. President Trump has been very, I would say, restrained on this. But the assassination attempt by that dorky-looking kid in Pennsylvania, that doesn't sit right with me to this day, because nobody could be that bad at security. Nobody.
Right. Not. I mean, these guys are supposed to be the Secret Service is supposed to be the best of the best. You know, you've got her teams, former military commandos. Something don't sit right with me on that either. And then all those rallies he held throughout the year, was the only one CNN showed up front side with the high-speed camera.
Maybe with the high speed, but that was not the only one that was broadcast live by CNN. I did a little bit of work on that. I think that is an inaccurate statement, but I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, because it is what it is. But I think the bigger issue here is, when I look at the security lapses when they almost killed President Trump, it is so reminiscent to me of November 22nd, 1963, and what I saw there, where at Love Field, the Secret Service guy was taken off the side rail of the foot rail of the car, and he shrugs his shoulders like, what the hell are you doing? How come you're pulling me from this? And the open windows all along the route of the parade being sent to a different road at the last minute, probably because the mayor, Cabell, was brothers to the former deputy of CIA. There are so many things with the Kennedy assassination that bother me, and there are so many things with Butler, Pennsylvania that bother me, and I think there are parallels. Can I prove that? No. But can somebody prove it eventually? I hope so. And by the way, do we know anything more about the would-be assassin now than we did a year ago? No. We don't know a damn thing.
No. Completely off the radar. Out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's how they steer the narrative, right? Things they don't want to talk about, they're not going to talk about it. Otherwise, they just project. I think Obama's crooked. I there's some serious questions about that guy's history. His first act as president was to seal all his records. Like, that's insane. Like, can't question anything.
Wouldn't it be something if it came out that Obama is actually charged with something and real investigation is done and it turns out that he really is from Kenya and he really had no business being the president of the United States? I mean, some people have said that. Do I believe it? I don't know. I got to see proof. But with the allegations that are raised now against Obama and the national security people for politicizing intelligence and changing intelligence to fit a political narrative to make President Trump incoming look bad, I think this is absolutely huge, and it blows my mind that more people don't care about this.
Right. It's absolutely criminal. So once they did all that and they changed that and they used the phony steel dossier, then they used the full weight of the federal government and our taxpayer dollars to start a Mueller investigation, right? They crippled the guy for 2 years. He couldn't do anything. He was wrapped up in investigations. Like, and that's what pisses me off, is he was duly elected president, right? Like, the Queen didn't win. You know, take your medicine and go home. Like, that's the medicine.
Well, don't forget too, though, the Obamas and the Clintons. The Obamas and the Clintons still hate each other. I mean, that's another wild card in this whole thing. But I am watching this with endless fascination. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So am I. Like, they bypass looking at a bunch of hard drives. Like, there's a ton of information in these intelligence community files, right? Like, things Comey didn't say when he exonerated her. Like, they barely investigate her. Like, they gave her a pass, and then they pushed all that onto Trump to keep the heat off of them. Like, there's so many misgivings with the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One. It's endless, man. It's just so much corruption.
Well, some people are saying keep your eyes on Australia with the Clinton Foundation. Some people are saying Australia is going to enter into this. And I would actually like an explanation about the donors to the Clinton Foundation and favors received under the auspices of Hillary Clinton. For example, and I brought this up before, UBS Financial Services. They were running afoul of the United States government. They made a very large contribution to the Clinton Foundation. And suddenly, no more problems for UBS Financial Services. Really? The hell's up with that?
Yeah,
and that's not the only instance. I mean, it's just
There's tons. Go back to her State Department. How much corruption was going on there? You know what I mean? You got some really, really bad apples in there. Like this is just. I don't think we're ever going to see an investigation this big. That's my opinion at this point.
Well, I appreciate
going on in the background for a year.
I appreciate your interest, Phil.
To stay on point.
Thank you very much. Phil in Titusville, Florida. Appreciate the call. 803-0930. Are you following this at all? Is this not hitting home with you? Because, frankly, I think it should be hitting home with you because I happen to believe this is a really big deal. All the shows we've done about the conspiracy to kill JFK, and here, in this day and age, there was a conspiracy to destroy President Trump before he even took office, according to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. They claim they can prove it. There is documentation. And in my experience, it's not typical for somebody to say, I can prove it with documentation and then not produce the documentation. I mean, they've gone on the record. They've forwarded the information to DOJ. So something is going to shake loose. Do we have Obama under surveillance, or is he a flight risk? I'm just curious. 803, will he end up at Gitmo? Why does President Trump play YMCA? Because of the YMCA at Gitmo? I don't know. 803-0930. Gotta stop reading that damn cue board. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So I happen to think that this is a huge story. I'm amazed that it is not getting more traction, and I'm amazed that more of you aren't fascinated by this. The current president says Obama, a former president, committed high treason. Now, that is probably legally a stretch, but for intelligence reports to be altered and changed because of political considerations in an attempt to hinder an incoming president and bog him down, wasting taxpayer money on baseless allegations and investigations. And, you know, it's also kind of sobering, too, because think about this. If the deep state can do something like this to a guy who's going to be president of the United States, what do you think they could do to the ordinary civilian, the ordinary person who got on their bad side? Seth Rich. Let's get back to the calls. Here is Mark in Tonawanda on WBEN. Hello.
Howdy. Thanks for the call, or taking the call.
Yes, I called you, actually.
The other thing that nobody's brought up is way back when Trump was the one that wanted Obama to produce his birth certificate to prove he was born in the U.S., and he never bothered going and getting it. If I was accused of something, I'd beat feet to make something, you know, to prove I was right.
Well, he...
I mean, and it just got...
Obama did produce a birth certificate, allegedly from Hawaii. Some people called the veracity and validity of that certificate into question. I hadn't really thought about that until now. I just, off the top of my head, mentioned, gee, wouldn't it be interesting if they investigate Obama and it turns out he really is a Kenyan?
I mean, there's just, you know, middle name Hussein. It sounds like the guy's from over in the land of sand. The whole thing just reeks worse than bad fish on the dead fish on the side of the river.
Would you please say the fish rots from the head down to complete the cliche, please? Sorry. So are you following this? Is this something about which you care? Do you believe? I mean, to me, this is more than I like Trump. I never liked Obama. This is more than that. This is something that is huge because it we're talking about deep state. We're talking about real serious misconduct, at least.
Oh, this goes down to the roots of everything that's ever happened that's corrupt. I mean, this goes just so deep it isn't even funny. It's mind-boggling.
Mark, how do you think this is going to resolve? How do you think this ends up?
Probably it'll get kicked under the rug like everything else. You know, they want to hang, you know, it's like they want to hang Trump for hanging around with, you know, whatever the honey was that they just found him guilty of hanging around with, you know, within the last 6 months or 9 months or whatever. But you know, Bill gets a little personal service in the Oval Office. Oh, that's okay. That's fine. You know, whole thing is it's just so slanted, you know.
If Obama and the deep state joined together to try to trip up President Trump on his way into office and knowingly use bad information, that is a lot more important than Bill Clinton being serviced in the White House.
Yes, exactly. But it's just one more thing that gets kicked under the rug. That is the ultimate act of treason. It should be dealt with like it would be dealt with when the country was first established.
Well, I understand. You know, I understand why you would say that, but the legal standard for treason is extremely high, and that's going to be a stretch. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, right.
It's extremely narrow, and it's a very high burden of proof. Treason, I don't think, is going to happen. I thank you very much. By the way, let's see. All right. Now, I was going to tell a joke, thinking that it would probably be okay, but I'm not going to tell the joke.
It's okay.
I'm going to change the joke. You know how you get a lady to stop doing that in the Oval Office? Marry her. I appreciate the call. Have a good one. For the record, that was told to me by my urologist. I will not name my urologist, but it's a great joke. Actually, he's Jewish, so we put Jewish girl in there, which I find great fun with, given my personal situation. Yeah, with the princess, of course. 350. Ooh. 350. Now that was, oh, God, that came out totally wrong. I'd be sleeping on the couch. 357, News Radio 930, WBEN. Moving on very quickly. Can I just erase the last 10 seconds? Okay. Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN, 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. And that is Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time. And just really, really interesting developments. I want to know what you have to think of those. President Trump and his director of national intelligence, they have said, and this is a really big deal, they've said that former President Obama, prior to President Trump taking office the first time, basically conspired and colluded to say some false things about President Trump and his so-called Russia hoax and Russian interference in the 2016 election. And it was basically to trip up the incoming President Donald Trump. And you might actually call that a coup against the incoming president. Now, is it treason? Probably not, according to the law, as I understand the law and as it's been explained to me by people who are attorneys. But it's got to be something really, really bad and illegal. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Can you imagine if Obama and Clapper and Comey and the other suspects are actually found to have committed crimes for which they could be indicted and the trials? That would be unbelievable, but I suspect that might actually happen. This is something that I never thought I would see in my lifetime. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I just hope the president has people watching his airplanes and helicopters at all times. Here's John in Williamsville. Hello.
Tom. Hey, John. I've got a quick question for you. Do you remember before Trump even ran for president, the press dinner, and Obama was there, and he was laughing at Trump about possibly becoming president?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, you didn't see that. Okay.
Well, dude, even if I had seen it, I don't know if I saw it. It was 9 years ago.
I know. But I remember when I first saw that, I thought to myself, the look on Trump's face was, really? Okay. That's, I think, when he decided he was going to run. And so these two had it against each other from the beginning. And then when Trump won the presidency, I also said to myself, wow, Obama's not going to let that go. He's going to go after him. And he started going after him with the help of the federal government and Hillary Clinton and everything else.
But, you know, so it's not just the federal government. It is our intelligence agencies. And do you remember, now we're going to take a little walk down memory lane. You're going to put me on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you remember when Senator Chuck Schumer said, you're going to go after the intelligence community? They've got six ways a Sunday to get back at you.
Exactly. Another one that I knew when he said that was a warning. They're going to come after you.
Well, yeah, they actually already had for several years, as you know. Yeah. But you know, that comment from Chuck Schumer, I've talked about this before, that really is a freaky comment, and it should scare the American people, because what Schumer basically said was that the rule of law doesn't apply, good and bad don't apply. If you do something to aggravate the intelligence community, you can basically kiss your civil rights, your freedom, your privacy goodbye. That's not right. That's like KGB stuff.
I agree. And remember when he did the same thing with the Supreme Court with abortion? Schumer, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's part of his shtick. But anyway, my point is that, like, I think what's happening here is the state, deep state, went after Trump, and now they've been exposed. And the worst thing about it, too, is the press was heavily into this. And if you saw today when Gabbard was on the, at the press conference today, the press went after her and insinuated that there was nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, Tanner is grabbing the Tulsi Gabbard audio from today's event with the media. We also have to play the Trump audio from yesterday at the meeting in the Oval Office with the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., like a chip off the old block. But some of us remember the original Ferdinand Marcos and Imelda Marcos with all the
wife,
shoes.
And his wife, right? He had 1,000 pairs of shoes.
And Benigno Aquino, who didn't really get off the tarmac upon arriving in Manila. That was a horrible story. But the situation, you use the expression deep state, and I use the expression deep state. And you know who else uses the expression deep state? The Director of National Intelligence. So we're going to have to come up with some whole new conspiracy theories, because the old ones are being proven true every day.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank God Trump is president. That's all I can say.
Well, the question is, what happens from here? Do you believe that we are going to get an honest-to-God exposure of potentially criminal and certainly un-American activity by the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and his national security acolytes?
Yeah, I think Barack Obama will not be prosecuted because he was the president. But I do believe the people under him, like Clapper and Comey, will be prosecuted.
No, I you know what? I appreciate what you're saying. I really do. But I don't see it that way, because if you're going to go after the people who did the dirty work, you got to go after the person who ordered the dirty work to be done. And apparently, if you believe what Tulsi Gabbard and others are saying, it was directed, orchestrated, and run by Barack Hussein Obama. And this has nothing to do with his official scope of duties.
Okay, I don't know. I understood that the president can't be prosecuted of crimes.
I do not believe that is right. I do not believe that is correct. Let's put it this way. Who himself, along with many prominent Democrats just a few years ago, was saying quite openly and blatantly and frequently, nobody is above the law, even the president of the United States. Big video of Barack Obama saying that. So according to him, nobody's above the law.
Right. I think after that, though, the Supreme Court came out and said you can't prosecute the president.
I do not believe that is correct, actually. I guess the easy thing to say, too, is he's not the president anymore.
Right. So maybe they can go after him. Anyway, this is going to be great. But in the meantime, it looks like the economy is doing great, and the market was up over 500 today. And we've got Iran on the run, and Russia, I think, will soon have a peace deal with the Ukrainians. We'll see what happens.
But when you talk about the President of the United States and crimes, I'm going to try to solidify an answer for you. It's called presidential immunity when it is a sitting president. However, it is not absolute, and it doesn't cover unofficial acts. And I think I would make the argument that directing people to commit the kind of sins that were committed, apparently, by the intelligence people, that was an unofficial act.
Okay. But if he gets a good lawyer, the lawyer will say, well, he really thought the Russians were involved.
And they can be prosecuted for any alleged crimes. Yeah, but according to what the president and Gabbard have said pretty clearly is they knew what they were trying to get the intelligence people to agree to was wrong, and they did it anyway to politicize intelligence. And one of the agencies only expressed a moderate level of satisfaction with their conclusions as released as amended. As opposed to the first conclusion, which was, yeah, Russia had nothing to do with 2016. Forget about it.
Right. So you're talking about intent.
I think it was intent involved. I think the intent was the same as a coup against the government.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It was an insurrection. Sorry, it was an insurrection against Donald Trump.
I agree.
Thank you very much. I mean, that word was made very famous just a couple of years ago. But, you know, what do you call it if an acting president tells his intelligence people to lie about intelligence to discredit the incoming president? I'd call that an insurrection. You don't have to wear a Viking hat with horns sticking out to be an insurrectionist. Here's Dan in Elma on WBEN. I bet those people locally who were pardoned by President Trump at the beginning of Trump 2.0, who spent over a year, several years in some cases, in prison, are wondering if Obama is going to suffer the same fate because it was an insurrection against the first Trump administration, allegedly, by Obama and Clapper and Rice and Comey and fill in the blank. Hello, you're on WBEN, Dan.
How you doing? I just tuned in and I was, you know, listening to this. I think having Obama involved in this is something new, but this is something we already knew a while ago. This is old news. Anthony Blinken, who was the head of the committee for Hillary Clinton's campaign, has already been, you know, basically fingered out with the Clinton administration, you know, Hillary Clinton and her campaign as her director, that he was involved with leaking that stuff out. And, you know, they fired a few FBI agents that came out and said, yeah, this was definitely something that was planted. And nothing was ever done to Blinken. Nothing was done to Hillary, as never is. And now we got Barack, who's, you know, we all know they were, you know, in cahoots together from start to finish.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, sir, on the basis that they never went after the person who gave the order. And according to the information from the DNI, Barack Hussein Obama gave the order. And I disagree respectfully with Dan, because here we're not talking about soldiers. We're not talking about foot soldiers. We're talking about the Godfather. I mean, if this was a RICO case, this is Paul Castellano.
Well, and I agree with you. If this is all going to hold true, but, you know, the media is going to spin it, fake news. And the funny thing is, the more we find out with this whole fake news thing, they always want to blame that on Trump. It seems like, you know, the whole Democrat society is built on fake news, and they feed it to you. And it's the old saying where if you say it three times, people start to believe it. You know, you see that everywhere. I hope that they go further with this. I really do. It would be great to see many of the people fall. And it doesn't surprise me that Barack Obama gave the order, because, you know, he was in charge. To say he didn't know anything about it, you know, that question was never asked. So I'm glad they're exposing it. I hope it goes further. I don't think it's a black eye. You know, people will say, well, we can't prosecute it. It'd be a black eye, you know, for America, blah, blah, blah. No, I really think it needs to be done. I think it needs to be done. People need to be accountable.
Not prosecuting it, if there is sufficient evidence to get an indictment, that would be a black eye for the country, because that would say to the American people and the world, our deep state is actually untouchable and unaccountable for anything by anybody. Go stick it.
I agree with you 100%. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, actually, you called, you're the second person today to say I called you. No, you called me, and I'm glad you did, sir. I get a little bit touchy about these things.
Thanks. I meant for thanks for well, thanks for taking the call. I left, and the other caller did that, and I just did it again.
Well, Dan, if you listen to my show long enough, you can count the number of screw-ups if you have enough appendages. Trust me. Thank you so much. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay.
There's Dan and Elma. But, yeah, I mean, this is, like, this is, to me, this is amazing, okay? And remember last week somebody said, how come you never mentioned the Jewish mafia? Okay, I'm going to make that lady very happy. First of all, there wasn't really a Jewish mafia. Mafia itself is an Italian and or Sicilian thing, but Jews in organized crime played a major role in it. It's about 1900 on, depending on what era. But as far as the commission is concerned, that basically blossomed when Lucky Luciano and Meyer Lansky became friends as very young men and then basically took over the rackets of New York City. But this would be like, this isn't like, let me give you a good example. This isn't like having Abe Relis telling what Murder Incorporated did and being forced to tell what Murder Incorporated did and facing charges at some point after he was able to put a bunch of people on the hot seat, literally. This would be like having Lepke Buchalter on trial, which actually he was put on trial and he too was put in the hot seat, and Albert Anastasia. This would be like having Albert Anastasia accountable for the murders that Murder Incorporated hit. Did, like the murder of a guy named Schuster, Arnold Schuster, who pointed out to police the escaped Willie Sutton. And Albert Anastasia, even though Schuster was a civilian, said, I want that guy hit. I hate rats. And sure enough, this innocent guy who did his civic duty was whacked by the mob on the orders of Anastasia, which, by the way, was probably one of the reasons why he was clipped in that barbershop. The other reason, of course, he was close to Frank Costello, who was not a really good friend of Vito Genovese. Anyway, this would be like Albert Anastasia being held accountable. That was the bottom line there. So if you want to view it in organized crime terms, and I did try to name a couple of Jewish gangsters to keep that one lady happy. I hope you're very happy. Next, we'll go after the Irish, too. Bugs Moran, by the way, not Irish. 26 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930, WBEN, it is Bowerly, Danny Green, Irish, Cleveland. We need to break, and when we come back from the break, more of your telephone calls. I want to play what President Trump had to say yesterday. And I know I sound excited today because, you know, as a kid growing up, I was like 11, 12 years old during the whole Watergate culmination. And I think this situation with President Obama is bigger than Watergate. Watergate was a burglary which involved some involved some intelligence people. And the big thing was Nixon covered it up and he lied about the whole situation. If he just would have come clean, it probably wouldn't have resulted in his resignation. This is a situation where the outgoing president basically staged a coup. Shall we call it an insurrection? Against the incoming president. Ooh. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Can you believe we're getting 6 inches of snow tonight and freezing rain tomorrow? I can't either. I just made that up. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. A beautiful day and evening in Buffalo and Western New York. And we're talking about something that actually I'd wanted to get into yesterday, but Ozzy Osbourne had the nerve to die just before my show. He'd appreciate that, I'm quite sure. But the situation is, look, maybe I'm off the rails here, but I happen to believe this situation in Washington with President Trump and his first-term predecessor, Barack Obama, is one of the most fascinating and also one of the most incredibly disgusting chapters in the history of the American presidency. Because you have a sitting president, Donald Trump, who says his predecessor for Trump 1.0 committed high treason. Now, legally, high treason, it isn't. To prove high treason, if they charge Obama with high treason, he's not going to be convicted because the standard is so high to convict somebody of high treason. So it isn't going to happen. They could charge him with treason, but he's going to walk because treason, you got to have like documented real evidence. You've got to have two witnesses or a confession. And it's just, it is going to be impossible to get a conviction for treason or something of that nature. And it is also not possible for Obama to be tried by a military tribunal, even though he was commander of, in chief of the armed forces, which, you know, you'd think, boy, well, if he was commander of the armed forces, why not have the military? They can't, because the presidency is still a civilian office. I looked that stuff up before I came in the air today. All right. So that ain't going to happen. By the way, as far as bail reform and Buffalo, I've gotten two different answers from two different legal experts on that, and I give up trying to figure out if the judge had discretion to release the guy who allegedly killed Amanda. I give up, because I heard one thing from one attorney. I heard something else from another attorney about judicial discretion in New York State. I have to wave the white flag and surrender. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't think I'm ever going to know. It's just, it's absurd, because, quite frankly, if somebody is a flight risk or a danger to the community, to me, they need to forego, the judge needs to remand them until such day as their trial begins and the original trial for which the order of protection was issued. I'm lost on it. And when you have people who are experts telling you two different answers, yeah, you know what? That's where I got to say, yeah, guys, you're on your own on that one, because I can't help you, because I've tried to get help and it didn't work out very well. So anyway, getting back to the Trump-Obama thing, this is incredibly historic, okay? President Trump accusing Obama of high treason, and the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, doing another dump, well, document dump today. Now, yesterday, by the way, President Trump did use the BS word in its entirety yesterday, thus earning an additional place in my heart, I might add. But President Trump spoke with the media about the situation with Obama, and Trump is on the warpath against Barack Obama. And by the way, why wouldn't he be? What Donald Trump has had to endure in terms of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and accusations, he has endured more than anybody I can think of in my lifetime for a longer period of time than anybody. Basically, you know what? He's the CEO at the Coldplay concert every single day for about 9 years. He was taking it on the chin every single day, like that CEO for 9 years. They wouldn't give up. Every day, your cell phone, another story about bad orange man. And do you think, and they tried to kill him. Yeah, I don't believe the official narrative about the assassination attempt in Butler. Sorry, I just don't. I don't have any evidence on it, but it doesn't make sense to me. Like, really? How could you not know what was happening when people were telling you, and why was that roof left on? That does not make sense to me. I'm not convinced that wasn't allowed to happen by the deep state, but I can't prove that. But anyway, this is an amazing development that we have, okay? The president of the United States is basically saying his predecessor before Trump 1.0 engaged in an insurrection against his presidency by ordering his intelligence people to change course on their original intelligence conclusions about Russia and the election of 2016 and fabricate phony reports for political reasons to bog down President Trump. That's kind of an insurrection on paper, wouldn't you say? I would. I just did. Let's hear yesterday, President Trump. He really wants to talk about this. I'd like to extend an invitation to President Trump to come on my show anytime he wants to, for as long as he wants to. I might even wear pants for that one. So let's hear what President Trump had to say yesterday.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way, going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that, Mr. President? Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective,
referral to DOJ.
Who should the DOJ target as part of
who should be targeted by DOJ?
What specific figures in the Obama
specific.
Administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him, and Comey was there, and Clapper, the whole group was there. Brennan, they were all there in a room, right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they look. He's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction. And they used that. Now, the one thing they weren't able to do was to, and probably the only thing I respect about the press in years is the press refused to write it before the election. They refused to put it in. The Steele report was a disaster. All lies, all fabrication, all admitted, an admitted fraud. She paid $12 million and the Democrats for that report to a wise guy named Christopher Steele. He wrote a phony report, and they wanted to get that report in before the election. And I'll tell you what, I talk about all the time the fake news, how bad it is. But in this case, they wouldn't do it. They saw it, they read it, and they said, we don't believe it. And it was only after, substantially, like a month and a half after the election, that it got printed, and it was a big wisp. It was just like a bang of nothing, because the election had ended. If that report had gotten published by the New York Times or somebody, and I respect the Times for maybe only this, because they're crooked as you can be. They're a terrible paper. A crooked, corrupt paper. But for this one moment, they said, this is bullshit, we can't put this in. And neither could any other paper. Wall Street Journal's a lousy paper, very, very dishonest paper. As you see, I'm suing them for a lot of money because they do things very badly. It's got a nice name, but it's really, in my opinion, it's a terrible paper.
President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office with the president of the Philippines, to whom he was referring when he said, this guy over here has seen some hard countries. But this, look, guys, this is a huge story. You know, when I was a kid, maybe when you were a kid, there was so much talk about the Nixon tapes, the Watergate tapes, the missing 18 minutes in Rosemary Woods, and why in the world would President Nixon say these things out loud knowing he was being recorded? Well, that brings to mind a question. Why would Obama commit to paper his plan to basically have a coup, an insurrection against the incoming President Trump and tie him up in nonsense known to be false? I don't know. These are things you don't put on paper, but apparently, allegedly, he did. Now, treason is not going to happen as a conviction for Barack Obama or anybody else involved in this conspiracy. And it was a conspiracy, okay? Just like the assassination of Caesar was a conspiracy. Brutus and Cassius are honest men. Remember that Mark Antony thing? Anyway, seditious. Well, let me just read something to you here. U.S. Code 182384, I believe. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Now, the question is, legally, how do you define force? Does it have to be armed force, or can it be the force of presidential directives? I don't know that we've ever had that question before. Maybe we have. Maybe there's precedent. I don't know. This is huge, guys and ladies. It's like really, really big. If you've got a president telling intelligence people to lie to the American people about what the intelligence agencies knew about Russia and the 2016 elections, can you think of a worse act of bad faith toward the American people? Yes, let's lie to them about Trump. Can you think of a worse act of faith to the incoming president? What if George W. Bush had done that to Obama? Seriously. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Obama now is calling, he's basically trying to paint Trump as a crazy, you know, bizarre, that kind of stuff. For everything that President Trump had to endure, do you really think he's not going to be like a dog with a bone in his mouth right now? Absolutely. Trump on the warpath, to coin a phrase. That was from Slapshot when they stole that from the Buffalo Sabres fans. Anybody remember Slapshot? Paul Newman? Tim McCracken? Dr. Hook? Unibrow? Let's get back to the calls. Niagara Falls and Pat on WBEN. What do you make of all this?
Tom, I got to be honest with you. I'm not buying any of this. I think that every time we keep hearing things like this, whether it's Trump in office, whether it was Sleepy Joe or Obama himself, I just think this is all hot air. It's great news for the next 48 hours, and then they go on to the next thing. Well, same thing with the stuff on Capitol Hill. There is no accountability. The same people get finger-pointed, and they treat the American public and taxpayers like morons, and it's very much a slap in the face to us. It is ridiculous, and nothing's going to happen to these people because they are bulletproof.
I can understand your skepticism and your cynicism, quite frankly, because I think you've got good reason to be cynical. I'm going to respectfully disagree with your conclusion because on his social media accounts, particularly with Truth Social, the president has been really over the top with his, hey, do you want to see military tribunals? And nothing is going to change until this happens, with a picture of people in suits in front of the Capitol building with their hands cuffed behind their backs. I think the president is intent on cleaning house and doing away with the deep state that wanted to do away with him. I think this is his mission, and you can't drain the swamp. You know, you can't make a cake without baking without breaking some eggs. Your turn.
You're spot on about that. He is trying to drain the swamp. He has to name names. He has to put situations out there for a reason being. But again, over and over, and I'm willing to make a friendly wager with you, Tom, because you're a solid dude. What do you want to bet on this one? And nothing happens. Live on air. Let's do this.
Hey, the last time I put $100,000 on the line, and I would have won $100,000 if the person had taken the bet. I'm not going to take a bet on this because that would be immoral and wrong.
You're a true politician, my friend.
a wiggle worthy of a reptile, sir.
You worked your way out of this one. I got nothing left, man. You have a good day.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Okay, you. Maybe look, you share our caller's cynicism, because let's face it, in the first Trump administration, I got to tell you, one of my disappointments was, for all of the talk about draining the swamp, President Trump went to the swamp and the swamp critters overwhelmed him. Not only overtly, but the covert swamp creatures overwhelmed him. My read on the first Trump administration is he put trust and faith in a lot of people who were out to get him. A lot of reptiles who were out to get him. A lot of snakes, a lot of sharks. And I think he learned from that. I really do. And do you remember during the 2016 campaign when President Trump was referring to Hillary Clinton and everybody was cheering, lock her up, lock her up? I was so disappointed that he didn't when he had the power of the presidency. I think maybe now he wishes he had. But I think he blew it in the first term by not realizing the extent of the swamp. Trump 2.0 is a different critter. And again, folks, if you follow the progression and the sequence here, I think we're going to be going into something big, because the very first priority was to deprive the swamp of its laundered money by doing away with USAID and taking a close look at the NGOs, which were big money laundering operations. You deprive a swamp creature of money, it's like depriving a snake of food. They're going to wither and die. You deprive people who really have no reason to have classified intelligence of classified intelligence. That's big, too, because they don't know what's coming. The way in which the Epstein situation was handled, I said it at the time. I said it yesterday. I really do believe. I think I said it yesterday. If I didn't, I said it the day before, whenever. I do believe that when the Trump people looked at the so-called Epstein files, which the Democrats had during the Biden administration, they realized that something was off and they were going to step into a trap. That's why they backed away from that and why the president said, you know, confirmed, verified information. It was a word just like that. Good information will release. They did turn down the bid to release the grand jury testimony today, which is kind of interesting because the Democrats wanted everything released all of a sudden. Maybe they knew what had been planted in there by Maureen Comey or whomever did it when the files were in her custody. I have no idea. But now this thing with Obama and his national security apparatus, folks, this is a really big deal. You have an outgoing president, according to the President Trump, and I'm using the word insurrection, who is committing an insurrection against the incoming president and lying to the American people. That's a big deal. A very big deal. 458 at News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, remember the name Riley Gaines, the whole transgender athletes thing? Okay, so Riley Gaines swam from Alcatraz to the California coastline, and she's pregnant. And she says that she's driving people on the left absolutely crazy. People, she thinks, on the left have challenged her, saying, how could you possibly do that to your unborn child? You put your unborn child through torture. And I just find it interesting because people on the left believe in abortion in the birth canal until the moment of coming out in New York State, the moment of crowning in New York State. Since when did the left care about fetuses? It's really strange to me. If they feel that way, I guess they must be anti-abortion. Just saying. It is Bowerly, 11 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I was going to do transgender today, too. I was also going to do some other things. But this is a story to me of tremendous interest because I think it's very historic, and I don't know exactly where this is going, but the bottom line, if you don't know, is President Trump has been absolutely fierce and ferocious on social media and in talking with the press about what Barack Obama's administration, at the behest and direction of Barack Obama, did to him before he took office in 2017 for Trump 1.0. The original intelligence report said, yeah, there's nothing to this whole Russian collusion thing and forget about it. And then Obama had a secret meeting, well, it was secret then, with his intelligence acolytes, names you would know, and they were directed, apparently, allegedly, to change their assessments to make it look as though Trump had possibly been up to something fishy. Maybe he was a tool of Vladimir Putin, after all. And basically what he did is he laid a giant turd on the doorstep Trump was going to step on coming into the White House. You might even call it an insurrection. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Trump has called it treason, and I know that treason gets thrown around an awful lot, but research I did, as well as what I've heard from various attorneys today, treason has certain standards that must be met for a conviction. And it's a very high bar to meet to get a conviction for treason. And treason is probably not applicable here. but I've got to believe that some charge is. And I don't think this is about sullying the Democrats for the midterms. I think the midterms ultimately are going to come down to A, the economy. How's your wallet? How's your 401k? How's your job doing? And B, will the Democrats continue to support 80-20 issues on the 20 side of things? And David Bellavia talked about this last week, but I remember when the Democrats were really big on saying that illegals weren't getting benefits from the government. Now they're suing to keep illegals receiving benefits from the government. That's kind of weird. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. You heard what the president had to say, and apparently, look, where's the beef? Well, the beef is in documents that the Trump administration says it has and has turned over to DOJ as a referral for investigation. And if we see Obama facing criminal charges, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Rice facing criminal charges, and others, that is going to be monumental, absolutely monumental. Let's go to Gary, Orchard Park, WBEN. What is your take on everything you've heard over the past, few days?
Tom, this could and should be the biggest story in 50, 60 years. People should be marching in the streets at what was a conspiracy to overthrow the will of the American people in an election. And before I came on the radio, I did go over to CNN. Not a word, not one word, not a single story. I went over to MSDNC, and there were a couple of stories about how Trump had lost his mind and he was creating a fantasy.
That's a classic example of that. That's a classic example, forgive my interruption, of gaslighting and trying to gaslighting actually applies to the person who's being gaslit technically, but I'll call it mass gaslighting. That if you believe what the president is saying, you must be crazy. And these are bizarre charges. These are bizarre allegations. Really? How bizarre are they if they're in writing?
And so that I found incredibly interesting. I truly believe people should be marching in the streets. But what I do think, normally I would think at the very top, what I'll call the cabal, the club, whether it's the Clintons or the Bushes or the Obamas, there has been abuses of power and transgressions that unfortunately they get away with. But I don't think it's going to happen in this case.
Yeah,
and
like
the reason is because Donald Trump is an outsider. He's a maverick. He's never been in the club. I don't think he wants to be in the club. And I think he's not going to let this go. The other thing is, whether you like the guy or not, he's been right hell of a lot more than he's been wrong. And I don't think he would let this thing take on the magnitude that it is unless he was pretty darn sure. And the other thing is, Tulsi Gabbard is a former Democrat, and she's leading this charge. So I think heads are going to roll, and I don't even know if the American people are ready for it. But
it's interesting, sir, because a month ago, the president didn't really care what Tulsi Gabbard had to say about Iran. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is the hottest person in the room. And have you noticed how many times the president has used the word hot or hottest lately? That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people might point to the cue board post, but that's another story. But he seems to use that word an awful lot. He also seems to say the number 17 a lot. 17, the letter Q in the alphabet is number 17.
And Tom, I was listening to you earlier, and you talked about that incredible security lapse that happened for the for the Butler rally, and you'd have to be a complete moron to not think how the so-called best security force in the world, the U.S. Secret Service, could let some, 18-year-old kid crawl up on a roof within 100 yards and take, six, seven shots at the president? Are you kidding me?
I have never been comfortable with the idea that, there's nothing to see here. This was just a disturbed nutcase who decided he was going to kill either Biden or Trump for whatever reason. That to me, his motive isn't the issue. To me, the issue was, I think it was allowed to happen. And let's put it this way. If a president is trying to have a paper insurrection against the incoming president, Donald Trump. All of the allegations against Trump, all of the lawfare against Trump, why wouldn't they try to kill him? It's the next logical step. They missed.
Well, they threw everything at him. They raided his home. They indicted him, Lord knows how many times. He had four or five criminal investigations going on at the same time. But I think the key to Donald Trump is he's an outsider. He's not part of the cabal. He is not part of the club. And
yes.
That's why I think
this is
the biggest story in 50, 60 years. And I don't think he gives a damn.
Do you find yourself wondering if the feds are going to raid Obama's place like they did Mar-a-Lago, and we'll see FBI agents raiding Big Mike's Michelle's underwear drawers like they did Melania?
Well, I tell you what, the difference between Trump 1.0 and Trump 2.0 is Trump 1.0, he did not surround himself with people he could trust. You can call them loyalists, but he's now surrounded himself with people that he can trust and that share his perspective. So, you know what? Kash Patel just might raid Obama's home, and you just might see Brennan and Clapper being perp walked. I'll tell you what, if we don't, then that's a subversion of justice, because if what they're saying, if 10% of it is true,
yeah,
then heads should roll. People should be going to jail, because I'll tell you what, if we don't, our republic is at risk. I mean, it's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And if what he's saying is true, then there was a massive conspiracy to subvert the will of the people. And we should be marching in the streets.
By the way, I do find it very interesting that the guy who coined that expression in the Gettysburg Address was actually the single biggest violator of the Constitution in American history, Abraham Lincoln. But, you know, I'm just saying, one of the ironies of history. But look, I believe, and maybe I'm being naive, but I believe this time is different. And I believe it's different because the president, President Trump, has been literally on the warpath on social media. Have you seen some of his posts? The only way this stops is when this happens with the guys with the handcuffs. It's good to talk to somebody, I believe, who actually gets it. And you understand this is a huge story. Okay, I don't even care if you agree or disagree with me. This is a major story. I don't think there should be any disagreement on that whatsoever. This is huge. You're talking about a guy leaving office who orders, allegedly, but the documentation is allegedly there, who orders false information to be disseminated to the American public, to hamper and hinder the incoming president, to stop the will of the people from being implemented because the new president is tied up in other matters. That is absolutely shameful, and it should be illegal. They got to look. You know what? Show me the man. I'll show you the crime. Lavrenty Beria, MKVD, Soviet Union. Yeah, my idol. Not really. He's a scumbag. Back to Gary in Orchard Park. I don't know what happened there. Gary, speak.
Yes. So, Tom, I think the one thing that is really different and why, like you said, this should have massive ramifications is Trump. Trump, A, doesn't need the job. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the power, and he's not in the cabal. He's not in the club, and that's the reason why he's been so reviled on both the right, on the left, and even some people on the right, because he doesn't play the game. And, you know, I heard an analogy once from a politically astute friend of mine, and he said, look, you know, it doesn't matter who's in power. If the Republicans are in power, they're pigs at the trough, and they eat first, and then they let the Democratic pigs eat. And then if the Democrats are in power, the Democrat pigs eat first, but they're all pigs. And I don't want to disparage everyone like that, but the truth is Donald Trump is a maverick. He's an outsider. He'll never be an insider. He doesn't want to be an insider. And I think he revels in exposing the corruption. And what happened to him, I will say, has never happened. I don't believe has ever happened in America, in American political history. And
what happened to him in what sense? The never-ending constant attacks on virtually every front?
Yeah, they had a gun sight on him before he even entered the White House.
I do not disagree with your analysis of that, sir. I truly don't. And this, I gotta say that this is just, I can't wait to see how this whole thing works out. But you mentioned the whole pigs at the trough thing. Do you really think it's an accident that the first thing the administration did was go after the NGOs and USAID? I do not. I think that what that was an operation to deprive the deep state of its funding sources, many of its funding sources.
Right. Well, and I think you said it earlier, you know, people have talked about the deep state. They've alleged the deep state. This is the deep state being exposed and caught red-handed with hundreds of documents. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how the deep state tries to wiggle out of this one, if they can.
Well, what is amazing to me is that this kind of a conspiracy, as alleged, would be committed to paper. That's not a smart thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? That if Tulsi Gabbard has the documentation that she does, and I don't think she would be stupid enough to go out and talk about what she has unless she actually had it.
No, she's far too hot to be stupid. I'm just saying.
Right. Not only that, she's a former Democrat, and so I think this will be the biggest political story in the last 50 to 80 years. So fasten your seatbelt, Tom.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Thank you very much. Look, to me, this makes Watergate look very small time. This makes Teapot Dome look small time. This looks Harding and all of his sins look very small time. U.S. Grant and his situation look small time. Andrew Johnson. This towers over any of the other presidential scandals in our history. Maybe I'd feel differently if I'd actually lived through the Teapot Dome scandal, but I don't think so. I'm trying to be very circumspect about this and circumcised as well. Coming up after the news, more of your telephone calls, the allegations the Trump administration is making against President Obama and his acolytes in intelligence are so serious, okay? We're talking about an insurrection against an incoming president by the previous president, and we're talking about Trump 1.0. What would you call it? What would you call it? Trying to defeat the will of the American public? I'd call it an insurrection on WBEN.
I am still living with your ghost.
Oh, a little Everclear. Perfect on a night like this. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your call at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're talking about what I consider to be absolutely explosive allegations made by the Trump administration against the Obama administration, basically making the intelligence agencies of the United States agents of disinformation and dissembling to the American people lies about the 2016 election and Russia, when the original analysis, the first one, said, yeah, there's really nothing to see here. And then things suddenly took a turn after a certain meeting took place with a whole bunch of Obama's acolytes, with President Obama at the helm. And there are documents, according to the Trump administration, which show that this was a conspiracy situation, and the goal was to hamper and hinder the policies and the voters' mandate of 2016. This is abominable, and I think has the potential to be maybe the biggest scandal in American presidential history, other than the assassination of President Kennedy, which was next level stuff. But 803-0930 is the number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And President Trump right now, by the way, is speaking at the AI Summit, the Artificial Intelligence Summit. Or is he? How do we know it's not an AI-generated image? How do we know that? Is that the real Donald Trump? Or is it an AI creation of Donald Trump? Boy, that would be ironic, wouldn't it? But yeah, he's speaking right now, in case you wanted to know. Now, you're going to hear in a few minutes from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and Donald Trump, President of the United States, retruthed 8 hours ago what Tulsi Gabbard had to say. New evidence has emerged of the most egregious weaponization and politicization of intelligence. I can never say that word. Politicization of intelligence in American history. per at real Donald Trump's directive, I have declassified a House Intelligence Oversight Majority Staff report that exposes how the Obama administration manufactured the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that they knew was false, promoting the lie that Vladimir Putin and the Russian government helped President Trump win the 2016 election. That's what this is all about, if I haven't been clear. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people, working with their partners in the media to promote the lie in order to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump, essentially enacting a years-long coup against him. Yay. Somebody said it. And there is more on the president's page, the truth repost of Tulsi Gabbard that he put up 8 hours ago. And if you look back at some of the other posts the president has shared and retruthed on social media, some of them are pretty telling. His anger level and his commitment to this particular issue. For example, I think it was yesterday, he posted an AI video, oddly enough, of himself and Obama at the White House meeting. But then at the end, a couple of FBI guys come in and arrest Obama and cuff him and lead him off stage as President Trump sits there and smiles. Wow. About a month ago, President Trump retruthed something with the picture of Obama saying, "Share if you want military tribunals." And that got shared an awful lot. And I would tell you, too, that I looked into this before the show, and because the president is actually the commander in chief, but that is a civilian office, military tribunals, that's a no-fly zone right there. That's not going to happen. As far as treason charges, probably not going to happen because they're not going to get a conviction on treason charges. It's a very narrowly defined crime, and the bar of proof is a giant hurdle. But I don't know what charges DOJ may have in its quiver, in its arsenal, to bring against President Obama and members of his national security elite team, the Comeys, the Clappers, the Brennans, the Rices, etc., etc. I don't know. They're the attorneys. They're going to have to sort it out. But what's interesting about this particular situation is you've got the president of the United States. You've got the boss of all bosses allegedly giving the orders to produce this false information in order to hamstring and hinder the incoming president, Donald Trump, who took office in January of 2017. And, you know, it's interesting when you go back and you look at the remember the White House meeting between President Trump and Barack Obama after Donald Trump won the presidency and how cordial and cozy they were? And you remember the more recent conversation between the two where Donald Trump and Barack Obama were talking like long-lost pals? And not sure about the first time, but the second conversation that a lot of people said, oh, look, they're having a bromance. The second conversation they had, I don't know why, but I had a feeling that something was up with Trump, that he was so cordial. He was so friendly. I kind of wondered what he had up his sleeve. I honestly did. I'm not making that up post facto. I'm just saying I kind of wondered if he was playing a game with Barack Obama. Was he being the cat toying with the mouse before pouncing on the mouse? Just wondering. And I'm also wondering, are we going to see raids by the feds against the people that have been named in some of the Trump retruths on social media and in some of what the president has said publicly? Is Barack Obama considered a flight risk to go back to his native Kenya? I don't know. Having a little bit of fun here. Just allow me. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Given everything President Trump has endured, and look, this is not the first time I've said this today, and I said it earlier, so I'm repeating myself from today, but I've said it many times over the years. I've never seen anybody face the kind of all-out assault and attack as Donald J. Trump since he announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination. He has been gone after by everybody for virtually everything with great fury and anger. the likes of which I have never seen before, not even with Richard Nixon, not even with Ronald Reagan, who was wormwood to the left in the United States. He didn't take it as badly as President Trump. There was vitriol, hatred, and disgust directed so often and piled on so thickly against Donald Trump. And no matter where you looked, it was there. No matter when you flipped up your cell phone, there was an article or a story you got about Donald Trump is wrong. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is that. Evil orange man. You couldn't get away from it. It was a nonstop litany and drumbeat of Donald Trump sucks and he's horrible and he's evil and he's just a malignant force in America. You couldn't escape it. And when President Trump talks about the fake news, I mentioned this earlier, but I think it bears repeating at this point. Do not discount the idea of the media allies of a certain political party and its top figures. In the 1960s, CIA ran an operation called Mockingbird. And the job of people in Mockingbird, whether they were existing media people or they were to get jobs in media, the job was to forward the company line. In that case, literally, to forward the company line, okay? And basically to lie to the American people about the truth of any given news story. Now, I'm pretty sure it's no longer called Operation Mockingbird because the truth about that came out. But you can't tell me that in this day and age, the same kind of deep state operation isn't going on under a different name. And I'm sure that some of the people that you watch or listen to in the media are deep state acolytes, and their job is to push the agenda of the left, not just in media, but also in grade schools, in colleges, and universities. This is a pretty big thing. Yeah, it is definitely a pretty big thing. But Tulsi Gabbard today, Tanner was nice enough to track this down. Tulsi Gabbard was talking about this situation, and you know, there's another document dump. And let's hear from Tulsi Gabbard, the woman you have a mad crush on.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former President Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact.
Ed, go ahead.
Director Gabbard, thank you. So two questions, but to begin on that. The president yesterday, you've inferred that the former president helped lead a coup. Based on what you now see, do you believe President Obama is guilty of treason?
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice. I am not an attorney, but as I've said previously, when you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, the expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
Wow. Yeah, treason is going to be a reach. I've had lawyers explain that to me today and also my own research. That's a very, very difficult charge. It's very narrowly defined. It's very hard to prove. What other charges are there? I guess we'll have to wait and see what the DOJ determines in its investigation. What do you make of all this? Because I think this story is huge. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why it's not gaining more traction. Jim in Oakfield, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going, man. It is going. Awesome.
Yes, yes. So I heard what you had said about the Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird.
Yes.
And I understand there's a clause in the 2012 Smith and Mundin Act that was passed that allows the media to give us misinformation. And they can go as far as making up completely false scenarios.
Honestly, I've never heard of it. I've never heard anything about that. But, yeah, I mean,
it's buried in there. I just wanted to give you a direction if you're interested.
But as far as media is allowed to do false things, you know, we have the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech. So if a media outlet wishes to put its own credibility on the line by promulgating false information, it does so at its own risk, unless it's a spoof like The Onion.
Well, this would help the people at the top, the so-called elitists. And they, you could use, we see that in even independent media today, where there's a little bit of counter information going on, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't. I don't know what you're saying. Saying. I don't understand it.
Yeah. I wish I could be a little more clear about it. But the Smith and Mundin Act, 2012, it's in there, what you were talking about, how they can... I can't dig it out myself right now. Anyhow, I'm going to get out the line.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it seems to me. I mean, I've never heard of that, number one. Number two, media can say and write anything it wants to as long as it's not going to be actionable for libel or slander or something like that. But the question is, do you really want to jeopardize your credibility with people who turn to you for factual information? The answer is no. I don't know that anybody needed to put a law into place to say, yes, media can lie to you, because it lies every single day. I'm sorry, but it does. Hopefully a little less in the future than it has been in the past. But yeah, this whole story is it's amazing to me. I think we've got another piece of audio from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, and just to set the stage for it a little bit. So in that first clip we played, she mentioned how, you know, they had pieces of evidence that point to Obama fabricating the Trump-Russia connection. Well, this is her expounding upon that in this clip here, going more in detail on some of the evidence they have.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people.
Yeah, this whole thing is reprehensible. And I am really looking forward to seeing what happens in the weeks and months ahead. I certainly hope this does not get swept under the rug. I hope the American people receive a full, fair, and truthful accounting of what was done and who did it and whether it reached a level of criminality. And I will say this much. It is never a dull day reading President Trump's social media posts and the stuff that he retruths, as well as the stuff he writes, and also the original posts by Tulsi Gabbard and others. This whole situation, I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this has the potential of being the biggest scandal in American presidential history. I can't really think of one that that outdoes this as far as pure scandal is concerned. So I guess stay tuned, stay listening, and we'll keep you up to speed on this. Coming up on 5:56, thanks to Tanner Saunders for magnificent work at Master Control. Tom Puckett is coming up next with Buffalo's Evening News.